Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and AM 1570. We're BaltimorePositive.com. You know, the folks out on YouTube tell me I should click here and subscribe here. So I'm going to be working on all of that this month. We have a whole bunch of things I've been doing sort of off the field, in addition to our incredible Cup of Super Bowl week. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are going to send me back out with the 10 times the cash tickets. I only have a handful of these left. We might have a new scratch off. Might be I don't know, man. It might be something spring-related by the time we get the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Big appreciation to Window Nation, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions. And I am wearing my my Curio Baltimore O with the ornithologically correct bird. We've seen new uniforms down in Sarasota. Luke and I are potentially plotting a little grapefruit tour here. But, dude, as this thing gets going and we begin a week here, I think back to I've been doing a whole bunch of like media kit stuff. There's going to be a friend of mine approached me about doing a documentary about the history of what we've done for 25 years. So I've been going through pictures, and then we lose Chris Mortensen over the weekend, and just sort of the relevancy of sports and where we are in the Underwear Olympics last week, and the Terps playing like crap over the weekend, and this young lady out in the Midwest doing Michael Jordan kind of stuff or Larry Bird sort of Magic Johnson kind of stuff for women's basketball. You know, just a whole bunch going on. And then I get on with you. And if you and I were doing radio this week at 6 a.m. on Monday morning, and I'm like, hey, how was your weekend? How's your niece? How's your sister? What's going on with your brother? Hey, how's your mom doing? You were like, oh, I was kind of up all night watching wrestling. And I'm like, wrestling? And you're like, yeah, Sting. And I'm like, yeah, he's playing with the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra on Friday and Saturday up at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. I hope he plays Every Breath You Take.
Not that Sting, but
a long time
Hall of Fame pro wrestler into his 60s, mind you. That Sting, you know, the stinger with the blonde hair and the face paint from the late 80s into the early 90s. And
I found pictures of him over the weekend that I took at the Baltimore Civic Center with Kevin Eck back in, I don't know, 87, 88, 89. Like, Sting was a guy that would show up at Hammerjacks after the matches. So Sting was in Hammerjacks. There are plenty of people that would tell you that they saw Sting in Hammerjacks and not Gordon Sumner and Trudy and Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers, my good friend Andy Summers. Not that Sting, but that the wrestler Sting became a thing in WCW. He wasn't really a WWE character, was he? Or am I losing my mind?
He had a run in WWE about 10 years ago.
But he was not born of Vince.
He's a rare star
that was born not of Vince. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, you think of the individuals that are on that list, just about all of them had a run in WWE, or in the case of Ric Flair, a couple different runs in WWE. Sting, about 10 years ago, surfaced in WWE. It was, I think, anyone who was a Sting fan, anyone who was a WCW fan, hated that run. For one, he jobbed out to Triple H at WrestleMania, and also seemed like it was going to be the end of his career. I believe it was spinal stenosis, and looked like, you know, given his age, given that he was,
I thought he had
done.
Health concerns. Like, just knowing, I don't stay up with wrestlers, and I see Hulk Hogan running around, and I see Ric Flair doing his thing at the end, you know, and I went through pictures this week of everything, and I found my pictures of Hulk Hogan and Harley Race at the Kiel Auditorium in 1983. I found all my old wrestling pictures from Georgia Championship Wrestling because they're in a stack, you know, and they kind of all come together. And like, I think of the health issues for those guys. Mm-hmm. And we sit here and talk about Radio Row, and, you know, we would see, I found a picture of Conrad Dobler the other day sitting on my set, you know, of all things, and Merlin Olsen and Deacon Jones and guys that have been gone a long time. And I think about these wrestlers, like, was he active in the ring Sunday night, or was he just sort of bumping around? What was going on?
Oh, he was very active. Let me give you the thumbnail of what Sting's been up to in AEW. He showed up in AEW during the pandemic. At that point in time, they were running their shows out of Daly's place in Jacksonville, basically, you know, the Jaguars headquarters, for lack of a better term. As you know, Shad Khan, his son Tony Khan, owns AEW.
Tony Khan used to sit three down for me in the press box every time we played the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Tony Khan would just be like walking in front of me and hanging out in front of you. And, You know, there's Marvez over there figuring it all out with the wrestling thing, but you know.
Right. But Sting showed up, and I think at that point in time, the assumption was going to be that Sting, again, he's into his 60s, was going to be a manager. You know, he ended up managing and kind of befriending Darby Allin, one of the younger wrestlers in AEW, and lo and behold, he wrestled. Now, let's be very clear what we're talking about here. Tag matches, typically gimmick matches, street fights, things of that nature. They did a couple theatrical type matches, but he, about a month and a half ago, after an undefeated run as a tag team partner with Darby Allin, they won the tag team titles. And going up against the Young Bucks in AEW Revolution on Sunday night, one of their big pay-per-views, it was a tornado tag, so not really a tag, more like a two versus two, anything goes kind of match. Sting went through a couple tables. He went through a plate of glass at one point in time, or pane of glass at one point in time, and he and Darby Allin retained. And it was, you know, it's been bells and whistles, and he'd be the first to tell you it's not him going 45 minutes with Ric Flair like he did in the late 80s, or going up against Hulk Hogan or Bret Hart in the late 90s. But it was crazy for someone who's accomplished everything he's accomplished, done everything he's done over the course of a 40-year career, but someone who still very much loved the business, as I mentioned, someone who did not have a very gratifying WWE run in the eyes of most fans. And I think if he's being honest, he'd say that himself. But boy, over the last few years, you know, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, and I think back to being a kid in the late 80s. Sting was one of the very few non-WWF guys that I knew as a 6, 7-year-old, right? Getting back into wrestling when I was in high school, and that was the Monday Night Wars and the NWO and WCW and WWF Attitude. Sting was one of the biggest stars on the planet at that point in time, and I'm 14, 15 years old getting back into it. So to be 40 years old and to still have one of those guys still performing, albeit
Do you want to
differently
see
than
Ripken go out and hit some ground, field some grounders and hit some fungos?
it's funny you say that, because I was just saying this to my brother. All of my childhood athletic heroes are long since retired. And
Mine are dead, dude. I'm
I
seeing
mean,
pictures of me and Tony Gwynn, you know? I mean,
right. So, and
it's great. And in our business, Peter King retires last week. Chris Mortensen dies this week.
right.
I got to thinking about John Clayton, you know, and like I'm like, all right, you know, we're at a point where things move on and
Yeah.
Sting gives way to whatever the next thing is, right? Kind of, sort of, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I was just, you know, I was even saying this to my brother before the match, you know, as we were kind of watching the pay-per-view card, that, you know, I'm 40, and this is someone I remember when I was 6 or 7, and to have the opportunity to see him do something he still loves, something he still has an aptitude for, albeit in a different way. And for him to do what he did, the craziest thing about this, Nestor, so like I just described, it was very much a hardcore wrestling match with tables and panes of glass and blood and things of that nature. They retained. I was a little surprised that he won. You know, they won, they retained the titles. I assume they're going to vacate the titles because he's retiring. This is legit. You know, like I said, he's in his 60s. He can't keep going on, especially doing what he did Sunday night. But he did an interview after the match. And again, this wasn't a 45-minute one-on-one with Ric Flair like he did in his prime, but this guy talked and he wasn't out of breath. I mean, if nothing else, it's like, wow, the cardiovascular health of this individual going through this into his 60s, and he's able to talk to the crowd and he's not sucking wind. I mean, it was impressive. But, you know, to the point that you just made, as we all get older and we all face our mortality, or we see it, you know, in the case of talking about someone like Chris Mortensen, you made the reference to Cal Ripken taking ground balls. If I'd like to see that now, after growing up, him being one of my heroes, to be able to see Sting do what he did and to go out in the way that he did, and for him to have this final run in AEW that was so unexpected. I even posted it on my Facebook page. It's one of the more surprising delights that I've enjoyed as a wrestling fan, for something that 5 years ago, I would have laughed at the concept of Sting having one more run, let alone it being so fun and successful and exciting and gratifying for everyone and everyone in
What
that
makes it
locker room.
credible as a wrestling fan? Can I ask you that? What makes it, because I was a wrestling fan and I don't laugh at it. I am bemused by a 40-year-old man who follows it the way you do. Kevin Eck, one of my best friends in the whole world, dedicated literally his life to it. Like after journalism and all the things he did, he will always, he's my age, older than me, always be a wrestling guy. And I see people involved in it. And I get Ric Flair. I get the social aspect of it. Like, I don't know what Vince is up to. Like, it doesn't come to me anymore, right? Other than you and I getting together in WrestleMania, I know it's coming up because it's March. It has to be coming up. And I know you want to do the Hall of Fame thing and like all that. And it's a big weekend for wrestling fans, but what makes it credible? What makes something sell and not sell? And honestly, what makes AEW still exist other than being a rich guy doing it? Because it felt like no one wanted to go after Vince. But I know Vince had all sorts of legal issues, his wife, the whole deal. There's going to be a next thing. I don't know what it is, but it's somebody else drawing this up that isn't Vince anymore. Because Vince really was the puppet master for the entire industry for 40 years. He literally,
Oh,
he controlled it all.
no question about it. And I mean, Vince, that is a totally different segment for another day. I mean, if we want to talk about that, 'cause I mean, he's resigned from the TKO board, which now own, you know, they bought the same company that owns UFC bought WWE, for lack of a better, you know, more distinctive description, but he's out of the picture. You know, Triple H and is kind of running the creative for WWE. But to go back to your question with AEW and with Sting, first of all, AEW is not catching WWE. WWE is Disney, as it pertains to the brand for what pro wrestling sports entertainment
Yeah,
is. And there
you're
has been,
educating me, which is what I'm asking you to do.
yeah,
I'm
and
patronizing you. I'm literally,
yeah.
you want to go down this rabbit hole in March and talk about wrestling for half an hour. I'm totally down. I just need to learn because
Yeah.
like
Well,
I could get Marvez maybe to come on, but he's a spokesperson for the company.
sure.
And I've thought of AEW as not being minor league, and maybe it's because some of the names are there because you follow, because I see AEW shirts and hats, and I see stuff when I walk around more than WWE. And I'm wondering, is WWE a tired brand now, or is it as strong as ever? Because it doesn't come to me in that way.
It's as strong as ever. And frankly, if I'm being totally honest about this, I mean, AEW 5 years ago was white hot. 4 years ago was red hot, was exciting. I think there was more of a question at that point in time, can they put a dent in WWE at the very least? Answer's no, if I'm being honest at this
Fair
point.
enough.
But I'll say this, it's an alternative to the machine, right? It's kind of thinking about
Well, you
the.
said Disney. I mean, Universal comes in, they have a lot of money. I go to Orlando all the time. I don't even think about going to
Right. Well,
Universal. Like, I just wouldn't. And because there's not enough bandwidth. Like, I don't watch the NHL anymore, right? Like, you've
sure.
known me my whole life. I'm 55 years old. Once Leonsis's kid got me on the phone and spoke to me like a cockroach. And I saw what happened with Barry. I haven't watched a hockey game in 7 years, 6 years. I'm not proud of that. It's just sort of like I'm doing other things. I'm building a business. I'm talking to politicians about fixing the city. We got an election coming up this year that's very important. I got a business to run. It's sort of like people pissing on the NBA All-Star game 2 weeks ago, right? Like
Yeah.
204 to 180. And like you're laughing about it off camera. Like I'm trying to figure it out what this is. People watching F1 and cars going in circles, and I'm like, that's some boring ish right there. Like that's something. I'm 55. I barely have time to get Netflix on. I want to watch this We Are the World movie with my wife. We've been talking about it for 3 weeks. I haven't done it because like we don't have enough bandwidth to do everything. But you love wrestling. People love wrestling, and it's much like being a baseball fan, even when your team stinks and's in last place for 14 years, which we've experienced here, you stay into the soap opera somehow. You're into something else. But with wrestling, you don't have a home team or a ba it, but it also doesn't have an off season. It doesn't take the summer off. It doesn't have a draft season. It
Yeah.
doesn't. There's no break in it, and it felt so mafia-esque to me, right? Having worked in it, and I have pictures of me and Lawler and all that. It felt like Vince did some really, really dirty stuff for a lifetime. And in so many ways, going back to Saharian and drugs, that I just, I didn't find it compelling or interesting anymore when guys were going off of cages, and because I saw Jimmy Snuka do it. You know what I mean? So I, for you, you love it. You and your brother love it. I wonder what the next thing is, because haven't we hit everybody over the head with a chair or a baseball bat at this point?
Well, a lot of what you just described, I mean, it is like following a team from the standpoint of it has its peaks and valleys. It has its times where it's really great. I mean, think of, just look at WWF slash WWE. You had the mid-80s, rock and wrestling, right? MTV, Cyndi Lauper, all that
Well, you can
era,
go through
Hulk
wrestling
Hogan.
eras, whether it's
Right. And you
X
go through.
Hollywood, this, that, Four Horse, like, and they're all that's like saying Luke and Lara on General Hospital, or you know what I
Right.
mean? Or
But
literally
you
our
go.
Friends episodes.
Yeah, but you go through those periods of time where everyone's watching it, Attitude Era in the late 90s, Monday Night Wars, WCW versus WWF. And then you have other times where it's a little more of a lull. It's a little more of a valley. It's a time where it's not as cool to watch it. And then you have nerds like me are the only ones who are watching it at that point in time.
It's
So,
like the Orioles when they lose
yeah,
115 games.
exactly. I mean, really, it is. So, at this point in time, look, AEW's not WWE. It's not anything close to that. And,
See,
it
I didn't
hasn't.
know that. I thought it was kind of catching up and kind of like,
But that doesn't
I
mean
didn't
it
know.
doesn't mean it won't survive. That doesn't mean it hasn't survived. That doesn't mean that there isn't a place for it. But everything you just laid out, as you just talked about, hockey or F1, whatever it is, everything other than the NFL, when you're talking about sports and the sports entertainment realm, is niche. It's
Dude, there
niche. I
were
mean,
plenty of people watching the Caps win the Stanley Cup that are not watching them right now.
Right. But
So
and I have a
you
hand.
handful of people still go down to games and they show up on my timeline. I'm like, oh, the Caps, they still play. Look at Ovechkin. His hair's as silver as John Angelos's was next to David Rubenstein the other day.
So, but you have that, and you're going to have certain things that are going to spark interest at certain points in time, and then other times it's more of an afterthought. But to bring it back to what you said, because your original question, what makes it credible? What made Sting's run in AEW so fun? Yeah, the nostalgia was a huge part of it, right? I mean, anyone who remembers Sting from the late 80s on through the early, even the early 2000s when he moved on to TNA and was part of that brand with when it was at its, kind of in its infancy and kind of ascending and trying to become what WCW had been to WWE. Not getting to that point, but being close for at least a minute, let's say. So you had all these eras of wrestling that Sting was involved in, and for him to come in at the end, being in his early 60s and doing this. And if you knew nothing about him with the face paint and the persona, and yeah, they protected him, but don't misconstrue. When I say they protected him, that meant he wasn't going one-on-one for in 30-minute matches. This is a guy that was jumping off of balconies and going through tables and doing crazy stuff where.
I don't think of Sting ever being in the on the ground.
Right,
When I
right.
think of a picture of Sting, he's in the air. He's
Yeah, well,
leaping.
I mean, he wasn't really a high flyer, but he would do the, he'd do the stinger splash into the corner and things of that
His arm's
nature.
always
But
up in the air, showing his biceps and his face paint and his.
I think what was so crazy about this run, if you didn't know too much about wrestling, or if you liked wrestling but you knew nothing about its history, and this guy showed up, you would say, okay, he's on the older side, sure. But you never would have guessed he was six, what is he, 63 years old, whatever he is. I'll look up his exact age here in a moment. But you never would have guessed that. You would have said, okay, this guy's on the older side, but he can still go. And it's still believable and it's fun. And you can tell he's having a lot of fun with this. And you can tell when you do get into his background and everyone being familiar with him, that you can tell that the other wrestlers
He's
enjoyed working with
64,
him.
by the way,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
his birthday was Sunday, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, he's,
No,
that's what we're
no,
talking.
it's 2 weeks from now, his
Yeah,
birthday.
it's coming up here soon, but that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about someone in his 40s, but if you didn't know
Steve
it,
Borden. I've never known his name.
Steve
Steve
Borden.
Borden. Okay, thank you.
And just, just to put a bow on it, because I don't want to belabor the point too much for those that aren't big into wrestling, but his final match on Sunday night, he had his two adult sons involved. His entrance, his one son came out as the colorful face paint, blonde crew cut Sting from the late 80s. His other son came out as the NWO Wolfpack Sting with the red face paint. And, so basically it's like, oh, previous versions of Sting and then the
It's
modern
like
day Sting.
his Taylor Swift Eras tour.
Yeah,
Kind of, yeah, a little
basically.
bit.
So, he had them involved. His sons were actually involved in the early stages of the match. It was a no DQ tornado tag, like I said. And it was fun. It was brutal. And there were a couple of moments I cringed. I'm like, please don't kill this guy in his last match. But he had so much fun with this run. It's been one of the best things going in AEW. And some WWE fans and non-AEW fans will mock that comment. Look, AEW hasn't been perfect with from a creative standpoint or a popularity standpoint by any stretch, but the Sting thing has been awesome, and it's been fun to watch them. And Dynamite, which is their flagship, it's their Monday Night Raw, it's their Wednesday night show, Dynamite on TBS. He actually came down from the rafters in the way that he did back in the 90s, complete with AEW getting approval from Martha Hart, the late Owen Hart's wife. She actually has a relationship with the company. They do a tournament. So they weren't doing this to be in bad taste. It was something Sting did back in the day in WCW, and he came down from the rafters last Wednesday night in his last TV appearance. So just fun. It was nostalgia. I get it. Some people will say it's ridiculous. Why is a 64-year-old man doing all this stuff? He wanted to, and it was still really entertaining. And guys like me and even younger wrestling fans got a chance to see what Sting was all about. And it was a lot of fun. It was a long night. The match got over. It was probably shortly before midnight, so it was a long night of watching wrestling, but it was a good show. And cool to see Sting go out the way that he did. And like I said, on the heels of what was an underwhelming run in WWE 10 years ago, was cool to see him have this final run in AEW, no question.
We don't do enough wrestling around here, especially because we do one a year in March. Usually Dennis and I will do something like about Bob Backlund and Ken Patera, or somebody will die. We lost Billy Graham last year. I mean, crazy stuff goes on, right? And because you click on our Facebook and our Twitter, a lot of wrestling crap comes my way. And when I say the word wrestling out loud to my phone and Siri hears me, it's like the Dark Side of the Ring shows up all the time on my timelines. And Dusty Rhodes, I never hear the sound, or Ric Flair, where they have those little 8 second little mini clips that the kids all apparently like. No context, Dusty pops up for me. And I try to tell my wife about the power of Dusty Rhodes in my life, but she doesn't understand. Have I ever told you that once when I was a boy, they had a thing on Channel 13? This is before I tried out to be a sports guy there with John Buren, but they had a write-in. It was sort of like Make-A-Wish, but you didn't have to be a sick kid. It was like a Make-A-Wish thing for regular people that you wrote to Channel 13 to the sports guy. It was before Buren, though. It wasn't Nick Charles. It might have been Randy Blair, the late great Randy Blair, but there was a promotion that they did. This is little Nestor when he's 12 years old, 11 years old. You put on a note card, you send it to Channel 13. You want to meet a star. It was like meet your hero kind of thing for kids. And I wanted to meet Dusty Rhodes. I never heard back from him, but I never met Dusty Rhodes. And so for that, but I feel like I know Dusty. You know what I mean? To your point with like wrestling, it's a lifetime ago. Dusty Rhodes probably been dead 15 years, right? Like a while. It never leaves you. And Ric Flair comes up and Hulk Hogan comes up, although I never was a Hulk Hogan guy. And anytime anything happens with a wrestler passes, and the way when we lose an athlete or we lose an actor, it sort of pops up in my world. So I'm never far from it, but I don't ever think I want to put it on. And like once a year, my wife will skip through it and we'll leave it on for a minute. We'll chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, how does Luke watch this? But no offense. No offense, I'd say that about a lot of things,
Sure.
but a lot of people love it still to this day, and I know you're one of them, and I love to give you oxygen when it's slow out because you are an expert about it. What is going on with WWE? I mean, you just like sort of short shrifted, but you still watch it, right?
And it's funny you mentioned Dusty Rhodes because Cody Rhodes, his son, the natural Dustin Rhodes is still active. He wrestles in
And that
AEW.
was Gold Dust? No.
Yeah, that was
Yes.
Goldust,
Okay.
correct. And Cody Rhodes, who had a run in WWE, got up to being an IC champion, Intercontinental champion, but there had kind of been a thought that that's all he was going to be, right? And Dusty passed away, I think it was 2015. So we're
It's
coming up
been
on close
nine
to 10
years.
years.
Okay. All right.
So, but Cody was the one who left did the Japan thing, did Ring of Honor. He was actually one of the founders of AEW and then returned to WWE 2 years ago. He's the face, he's the top baby face in the company now, and he's going to wrestle Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And by the way, as we're talking about
So if I
nostalgia, was
wanted to get back into it, I would have
The
a
Rock
dusty
is back.
angle, is what
The
you're
Rock
telling
is
me.
back right now, actually, too. Part
Oh.
of the bloodline with Roman Reigns, part of the Samoan family dynasty. The Rock is actually back, and he and Roman Reigns are going to wrestle Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins in a tag team match night one. Night two is Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns, who's been the
Oh, hold on. WrestleMania's 2 nights now.
That was something that started with the pandemic. They kind of went to 2 nights. It was
Do you have to
something.
pay for both nights, or is it a package deal?
As well, the way it worked, I mean, obviously, if you're going, you pay night one, night two. WWE Network is on Peacock now, the streaming network that had the playoff game, the NFL playoff game. But if you subscribe to it, you get all the pay-per-views. That's part of the streaming service. So basically,
So
you
you don't
pay
have
your.
to pay for WrestleMania anymore if you it's like getting the Super Bowl if you buy the
For
NFL
now,
package. Yeah, okay.
I know that WWE Raw is going to Netflix next fall or next year, I guess it is. And there's a lot of talk as far as what that's going to mean in terms of their pay-per-views, things of that nature. But as it stands right now, if you subscribe to Peacock, you can watch WrestleMania on Peacock. So that's part of it. But WWE, after, for in my opinion, a very underwhelming period of time, which is kind of where the opening came for AEW to come into existence. WWE's it's gotten its fastball back. There's no doubt about that. And they're still king. They still win the ratings big time. AEW's closer to the rest as it pertains to other wrestling companies, and WWE's Disney, as I described it. But yeah, I mean, Cody Rhodes, as someone who left, made himself into a star being elsewhere, and then the prodigal son returning a couple years ago, and I assume he's going to win the title at
See, you start
WrestleMania.
talking about wrestling, the first thing I think is, well, will Vince only let him go? So, like, it'll only go as far as Vince will let it go, and people will,
That was
like
kind of the thought, yeah.
that. Well,
And now
that's
it's
the way it's
different.
been my whole life, literally.
Yeah, and now he's no longer in the picture, and a lot of that's because of stuff happening away from the ring. And he
Where's
resigned from
Kevin
the
Dunn?
board.
Let's get him on. Let's get some locals on. We gotta find
So,
some locals around here.
but it's exciting from the standpoint of where wrestling is, where WWE is. AEW's
When's
still.
WrestleMania? Is it? It's not. Is it Easter weekend and
It's
opening day
not not
weekend?
it's the following weekend.
So
Following
April
weekend.
like 6th, 7th that weekend,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
in that.
yeah.
Okay, all right. Where is it
Yes.
this year?
Philly.
Are you going?
I probably not. But well, here's the
Sometimes
thing.
works. Listen, one of
I
us
know.
is considered a legitimate media member.
I
One of
know.
us is, you know.
I know. But I like watching it at home. I'll be honest. And it's one thing to sit.
What you're saying to me is you've been to Philly.
Don't let my brother-in-law hear that. But no, it'll be fun,
Was
and
good.
it's gonna
Even
be good
Tommy
fun.
Caldwell would laugh at that shit.
Yeah,
That was funny.
that was
That was
good.
pretty good. That's pretty
So,
good.
but it's fun. Wrestling's fun. I still love it at age 40. I know other people aren't gonna get it. It's just like any other TV show, whether
Hey,
you like
dude,
it or
I gave
not.
you 30 minutes of
Yeah, it was
oxygen on
fun.
wrestling today
I
for
appreciate
fun.
it.
And like, no, I feel like I learned something. Triple H is running it. The Rock is back. So I can get my Rock pictures back out now again. They're
Yeah.
cool. Me and The
Yeah,
Rock hanging out. It's
absolutely.
cool.
He cut up. He was in the ring with the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, on SmackDown Friday night. I kid you not. It was like a promo, like a interview segment, lasted 40 minutes. But it was good. But it was him and Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman, who's still around as a manager. But yeah, it's the build for WrestleMania, and we're about a month out. So the road to WrestleMania is certainly heating up now.
Well, listen, The Rock gave me the people's eyebrow once, and he called me a jabroni right here
There
on
you
his
go.
airwaves, live radio. He did. And there's nothing I could do about it. So he is Luke Jones. He is Baltimore Luke. He's a true wrestling fan, as opposed to me, who wrestles around with the history of wrestling, amongst other things. Hey, you know, I will do more wrestling here if there's a calling for it, if people say, I need a Luke wrestling report every week. Hey, I did this with Kevin Eck for years where, you know, like, come in, bring Axel Rotten, and we'll sit here and we'll catch everybody up on what Sting's doing this week and how Harley Race is feeling, amongst other things. I will put up my pictures. I've gone through all this. I had Rick Emmett from Triumph on 2 weeks ago, and I haven't even put up, like, all the memorabilia and old school stuff that I have. It's going to be a hell of a month around here because it's kind of quiet. And then it's not going to be. We have NFL free agency. We got opening day coming this month. Easter's in March. I didn't even realize that till like it got into March. My dad's birthday is Tuesday of this week. It would have been my dad's 105th birthday. And to honor him and to honor the fact that David Rubenstein was hanging out down in Sarasota and looks like he's actually going to own the team sometime soon, we hope, I'm going to be recapping, replaying, and regurgitating a 19-chapter book I wrote on my father's love of baseball and my love of baseball and why this whole thing happened. I wrote it 18 years ago, so I'm kind of going through it. Some of it I'm kind of like mildly editing, and I'm updating some pictures, and I'm putting in some relevant videos to story tell a little bit. So if you do see that out at Baltimore Positive, the book on how my pop sort of loved baseball. I don't have a name for it. I'm sort of working on some sort of weird title, but it's 18 years old and some of it's a little dated, but it's okay because it sort of lets everybody know how much I love baseball as I wear my Baltimore orange Curio shirt. The Maryland Lottery is going to send the home run riches our way. Apparently they have a grand slam idea. John's feeding it to me, but I'll get it going. 10 times the cash we'll be giving these out. Our friends at Window Nation, 86690 Nation, Jiffy Lube Multi Care, Liberty Pure Solutions, putting us out on the road. Crab cake tours are coming. I set up one at Coco's. I got one at Costas, but I'm going to go to some new places in April and May and June. We're going to be at Fadley's every Friday when the Orioles are home, live from 2 until 5. It'll all be brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. So we're doing lots and lots of stuff. There's a little documentary film coming out about 25 years of WNST, our stories of glory. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've left out. I think that's it. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some football. It's March. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. Stay with us.